Compass FM with Steph, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. And dancing his way into the Compass FM studio is Matt Greenwood from the Waimakariri Aquatic Centre.
I'll take that.
How are you, Matt?
I'm great, thanks.
You,
and you?
You literally were dancing into the studio, weren't you?
Dancing, running, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Running late. Two time.
Backwards, very fast.
Always classy.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in today. You're the facilities managers for the Waimakariri Aquatic Centres. Busy, I would imagine, because school holidays.
It's slammed. It's awesome. It's great to see so many people in. So it's been steady all the way through the last couple of days. So
have you got the inflatables up?
We do. Both of them have the inflatables up 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. So it's going pretty steady. Definitely picks up around 11. Yeah. So if you want to come down and see kids and have bring your family, and all of that sort of thing, that time after 11 to 3 is kind of where everyone's at.
But you've told everyone now.
Well, no. I was going to say if you wanted to come for a quiet lane swim, which a number of our customers do, probably outside of that time. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. So any time before, 10, and any time in the afternoon, from about 3 or 4, goes quiet again. There's lanes everywhere. We've got a few coaching programs running, we always do through the holidays and that, but outside of that, after about 4 o'clock, there's heaps of space. So if you're looking for a quieter time, come after that.
Same for the kids. Sometimes, it can be a bit much. Totally. The boys gets quite a lot in
it
here.
It does. It definitely does. Yeah. So even if if your children are a bit more sensitive or you need to be a bit more aware of those things, then those later times, we're open 6 in the morning right through till 9 at night, our standard hours. So absolutely, come early, come late. There's lots of quiet space around those times as well.
Do we get anyone to, do you give us a demonstration on how to go across that?
I don't know if you want to see me in togs.
Board shorts,
Matt. Yeah, totally. But I've tried it, but I'm a bit gammy, to be honest. I got about halfway and then slipped off. So
that's pretty impressive.
It's not bad, but I would have liked, for my pride, I would have liked to have been a bit further, but
I kind of got halfway, and the thing is, it takes you by surprise. All of a sudden, you're in the water and you've ended up in coughing and sputtering because you're like, whoop, I wasn't expecting that.
No, ejected.
That wasn't kind of where I expected to fall off.
Totally.
Yeah, but it's, look, give it a go. It is totally. So much
good fun.
Hey, so how did the summer go?
Yeah, really good. It was steady right throughout at Oxford, which is really cool. Lots of numbers there. We had our Dogs and Togs pool party to end the season, which is really cool. I think we got about 80, just under 80 dogs. So
that's awesome.
It was really cool, really well supported, which is great to see the community coming out for those things. So it was really cool. Waikuku had a great season, so we just closed that up about just after Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. Pretty steady throughout the whole season as well, so that was really cool. Yeah, great to see people coming out and using those sites.
So good numbers at Oxford and Waikuku over the summer season.
Yeah, so Waikuku's not a manned site. We're out there once or twice a day just doing checks on the plant and cleaning and things like that, but from all reports from the community and that, was really steady. So
really
good to see.
Great. So as we mentioned before, the inflatables during the holidays from 1 o'clock. Now tell us about the intensive learn to swim. What's an intensive learn to swim?
We do another set of lessons. So normally our lessons are once a week, because you're juggling school. I don't need to tell you, but juggling school and other sports and all of that, so once a week can kind of tick the box most through the term times. Through the holidays we do an intensive program, so you come every day of and so you get that, you can build on that knowledge every day sort of thing. So it's a little bit more intense, a little bit more focused. Quite often it helps if your child is say they're right on the cusp of moving up another level. We just need to see a few more of those activities happening regularly to pass them. These sorts of programs can really help. So we run those every school holidays. Lots of spaces to book people in and all the different levels to try and just give those people a little bit more of a boost, or if they're new to the program, get them in and get them started on the right foot.
I'm talking to Matt Greenwood from the Waimakariri Aquatic Centres. Do they get a certificate as well once they've reached
Yes, they sure do.
That particular stage?
Yeah, absolutely. So they get a certificate through. We use a system called Swim Desk, which gives you a portal, probably similar to, now I'm a little bit out of my depth, I don't have children myself, but similar to what most schools do, a portal where you can interact with the school and all of that, and you get certificates through there, and we can also print those in-house.
So, nice, easy peasy. Hey, and also, do you have the ability for adults to learn to swim during the school holidays?
So not through the school holidays, sorry, but our program starts again on, I'm going to guess, the 29th was the start of the term, so we're going to be starting another 5-week set of lessons. We cater to different levels, different abilities, so we'll be kicking off that program again on the week of the 29th, which I feel like it's normally a Wednesday, so that will be about the 1st. So it's for people who are may have had a traumatic experience and not gone near water since, or people who are keen to just, you know, they've got a few skills, but they just want a bit of help with technique and stroke skills and all of that sort of thing. So just to help them move forward and get a bit more of a structure and help with their swimming. So,
or maybe people have never had the opportunity to learn to swim because of where they originally grew up, I guess.
Absolutely, 100%.
I was really lucky as I grew up in Timaru, and we had the old pool at our school.
Yeah.
It was at Washdyke Primary School, right on the top of the hill there. So many weekends was spent. There was always a parent around, which is great.
Nice.
And who had the pool key was the
constant.
So I learnt lots there, and it's still such a valuable, so valuable skill to have.
Totally.
Holding your breath for me was the hardest.
Yeah, totally.
Believe it or not, from no surprises there because I talk so much. So Matt, is there any space left in lessons for term two, as you mentioned, starting 29th of April?
Yeah, so it's been, we've been absolutely slammed. We've, bookings have been really steady. Mm-hmm. There's been a few places here and there still in the system. So if you're looking for something in particular, please contact us. If there's not something that we can do, we can put you on a wait list and we can see if we can, if there's a way we can reshuffle. Also, we're bringing on some new staff to continue to grow them and support the program. So we may be able to add more classes in as we go. So it's best if people get in touch with us and we can see where what we can move around and what we can do. But yeah, still a few spaces, but they're filling up fast. So.
Easy peasy. Hey, tell us about your aqua aerobics, which I need to come back to because I love doing that. That was so much fun. But tell us, you can tell us.
Yeah, totally.
About
so
it.
The classes here at Rangiora are 9 in the morning. I believe they sure are, and 9:30 in Kaiapoi. So they run every morning, Monday to Friday, and Tuesday and Thursday evenings. All the times are on our website, and there's a couple of extra early classes at Kaiapoi as well. I think it's Monday and Wednesdays, and they're catered class with a led by an instructor, an experienced instructor who's looking to support you in your fitness journey, and it's a really good way to get sort of low impact but high energy classes. And when I say high energy, you put in what you get out what you put in. So if you're someone who's easing back into it, maybe you just take it a bit easier, and that's fine, that's perfectly acceptable.
Absolutely.
So it's a really good scalable program, and we offer it all the time, and we're currently about to launch a survey just to try and get a bit more feedback from our customers about what we can look at, how we can best support their fitness journeys, and what they can do there. So
I love going. I do need to go back because I had so much fun. As you're saying, it's all up to you. I love the fact the instructors are so much fun, and they're like, keep
energizing,
going.
And yeah.
Hey, folks, I'm not a very tall person, so I do tend to hang down the shallow end a wee bit, but that's okay.
Absolutely.
And if you feel comfortable, I love how, you know, you progress further as far as you feel comfortable down the other end. And look, I tell you, I'm really good at practicing those bicycles.
Nice.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in today, Matt Greenwood from the Waimakere Aquatic Facilities, Facilities Manager. We'll see you at the pools in the holidays.
Catch you soon.
Cheers.
Compass FM.